top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
This is the midday news for today, Friday, February 23rd, in the headlines. Former UWP Agriculture Minister Peter Carbon highlights his experience as an agriculture policy manager,
wherever,
offering advice for the growth of agricultural and economic improvements in Dominica.
The Big Station.
St. Vincent's Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez declined to comment on the situation regarding Dr. Hyginus Leon, embattled president of the Caribbean Development Bank. And 3 days into a mass walkout by trainee doctors, patients in South Korea expressed growing worry and frustration as hospitals nationwide delayed surgeries and emergency rooms turned away patients. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited.
Right on cue.
Get the frames you love at Quartz Optical. Get 20% off single vision lenses and 25% off progressive lenses. Shop with no cash and pay absolutely nothing for 30 days. Book your eye examination appointment online today on www.quartzoptical.com. We've got the frames you love only at Quartz Optical. Value you can see. Offer ends February 29th, 2024. Conditions apply.
Former United Workers Party Agriculture Minister Peter Carbon says his tenure as Agriculture Policy Manager and Minister in Dominica provided him with insights into the potential for agricultural development and advancement. He highlighted that during the United Workers Party government's tenure, the agricultural sector operated at only 10 to 15% of its potential due to a policy direction aimed at ensuring financial benefits from agriculture to the people of Dominica.
Having spent 4.5 years as a policy manager for agriculture, I know the potential that exists in Dominica. We were operating about 10 or 15% of our potential. And we took policy direction that would put the everything in place for farmers to make real money in agriculture. We introduced an irrigation program. We had the funding of $30 million. To put 6 major irrigation projects in Dominica, fully funded. We had our $35 million for feeder road, and we had the $40 million for farm investment fund, all from the European Union as a result of the negotiations we made in transforming our marketing system for bananas. This was not meant to bring back bananas alone. It was meant to expand the agricultural sector. And I can give you ideas that was being implemented for fisheries. We had organized a fish marketing strategy where fishermen didn't have to go out and sell fish on the roadside. It was purchased by the fisheries division. Some of it was processed and distributed. So fishermen didn't have to go and look for sale.
Carbon elaborated on several initiatives proposed by the United Workers Party-led government to bolster the country's economy, including plans for a fish hatchery, a crab farm, and a feed mill aimed at boosting livestock feed production. However, these plans were thwarted by the DLP government.
We had a marine hatchery being built in Donkey Beach that would allow us to hatch our fish and replenish our seas. Nobody seen Gokulio again. Nobody even seen Bonito again. That was the idea, to be able to breed those fish and replenish our sea. We're doing research of getting help to operate crab farms so we can have produce crab for maybe a crab back industry in Dominica. For livestock, we had a feed mill in Jimit. Built and equipped, little party dumped it to put petrol carry. You cannot operate a livestock industry without a source of feed for the farmers. We built a breeding unit in Heights of Salisbury that will provide piglets for any number of farmers that want to grow pigs. And we had, the plan was to continue and have a meat processing plant where we wouldn't have to import ham, but we'd be producing our own ham in Dominica and in export. So that's some ideas. There's a lot that can be done. The bottling of coconut water was research and in Dominica, and we had 7 years to start bottling coconut water before any other country in the world. And by the time we left government, the government does disregard it, and you have people like Brazil and Philippines and everybody, you know, processing coconut water and export into Dominica. There's a lot that can be done in Dominica, but the government must first establish an institution.
And that was the former United Workers Party Agriculture Minister Peter Carbon. Acting Police Chief Davidson Valerie has stated that the Dominica Police Force has obtained intelligence from trustworthy sources, indicating the presence of threats on social media allegedly linked to the planned assembly scheduled for Sunday, 25 February. These threats reportedly involve inciting disorder and violence during the event, including intentions to set fire to the city. These developments appear to be arising amid growing opposition from authorities, allegedly aiming to thwart the organization of the gathering.
I have received a request for police assistance from a group of persons who call themselves concerned citizens to hold a public meeting at the Riverside Arch on Sunday, 25 February 2024, from 3 p.m. I have also received intelligence added from social media and other credible sources that there are threats circulated on social media by a group of people believed to be associated with the meeting to commit lawlessness and create violence during the meeting. Some of the threats are to procure gasoline to burn the city of Roseville. There is also a threat to create an island-wide blackout so as to facilitate the commission of illegal acts against persons, including the Minister of National Security.
Acting Police Chief Davidson Valerie. Meantime, Minister of National Security Raven Blackmore stated that he believes the majority of the United Workers Party supporters are law-abiding citizens who do not endorse these extreme ideologies of those intending to incite violence during the event. Consequently, he has opted not to prohibit the gathering scheduled for Sunday.
The Public Order Act under Section 7(1) and Subsection 2 provide a legal facility for the Minister responsible for national security and public order to exercise certain authority in the interest of public peace and public order. And in that regard, the sections that I just referenced give the Minister the authority to prohibit the holding of any public meeting within the public space, whether in a specific locality or within the entire country. I have been briefed by the Chief of Police, and I have in my possession a certain credible intelligence that speaks to the intention of some who belong to the same political party or ecosystem of the United Workers Party. I believe that the majority of the supporters of the Workers Party are good people and do not share the same radical view or views as those who are seeking to create an environment of lawlessness in this beautiful country. But having considered all the ramifications, I do not believe that I am inclined to invoke the said section to prohibit the public meeting.
Minister of National Security Reuben Blackmore. Mr. Lennox Linton assured the people of Dominica that the upcoming public gathering on Sunday is not intended for violence or destruction, but rather for discussions and agreements in the best interest of the Dominican people. Linton mentioned that during a recent conversation with the police, concerns about potential incitement were raised and assurances were given that the gathering would be peaceful and not violent as speculated.
Let me say to the people of Dominica what Sunday is not about. Sunday is not about violence. It's not about mashing up anything. It's not about anything but what we have discussed and agreed to do in the best interest of Dominica. And I'm making that observation clearly to the people of Dominica because I had a meeting with the police. My brother, Nicholas George, and myself, we sat down with the police high command because the police is going to be required to do crowd control and the traffic control for the meeting on Sunday. And the police have concerns about statements they have heard and things they have seen on social media, which suggests to them that people are being incited to do things at the meeting on Sunday. And there was that concern expressed. We listened, we discussed, we gave the police assurance that we have no such intentions. This is set up to be peaceful, to be uplifting, to be developmental for the people of Dominica, and to have absolutely no negative impact at all on lives and livelihoods or properties in the capital city.
Linton also affirmed that in response to the police concerns, he made it clear that he is not affiliated with anyone planning to divert the purpose of the public gathering for any other agenda.
To that concern that the police had, which they told us is out of their reading and their listening to what's happening in the to the country, I restated very clearly the purpose of our assembly and the fact that it is all about the business of the nation of Dominica going forward, and it will be uplifting, it will be orderly, it will be peaceful, it will be productive. And I wanted to make that point. I am not associated in any way with anybody who has intentions or who intends to use the power of the meeting on Sunday for anything other than our stated purpose. And I wanted to make that absolutely and abundantly clear. So when we gather in our thousands, we gather with pure heart and pure mind for the good of all of us together, not to destroy anything, not to break down anything, not to damage anything, not to create problems for anybody, not to breach the peace in any way, to be upstanding, law-abiding citizens that we are until such time that we, the citizens of this blessed land, can take it no longer, and we will be forced by this never-ending abuse to do something and things that are in our interest. What we're doing on Sunday is in our best interest, and it's important that we all come together, we all hear each other, and we all have a sense of who we are, what we stand for, and how we are going to go forward together to ensure the best Dominica for all the sons and daughters of Dominica.
And that was United Workers' Party President Lennox Linton. The St. Mary's Academy emerged victorious in the second round of the inter-secondary schools debating competition against the Arthur Waldron Seventh-day Adventist School, with their team also securing the award for best speaker. The debate focused on whether the Caribbean Examinations Council should establish a limit on the number of CSEC subjects a student can attempt in one sitting.
Have these governing bodies that enacted them not put countless hours and possibly years and a lot of thought into creating them? This is because they have realized that children are often not experienced enough to make these important decisions. And while it is true, my worthy opponents, that CSEC students are growing nearer to the age of adulthood, they're still not there and are still considered to be children. And therefore, many of them are not experienced enough to make these kind of weighted decisions.
Forcing a timeline and limits on the subjects students can do decreases their academic, professional, and social versatility. I know in my opponent's speech, they suggested that stress leading to burnout is an outcome of CSEC examination. However, I would like to remind you that Alex Montaz, who successfully did 27 subjects, reminded us that a balanced life consisting of managing between subjects and extracurriculars decreases the chances of stress and burnout. Students do not need to do many CSEC subjects in one sitting. However, to achieve a full education. However, I would like to remind you of Alex Montaz, who came from a poor family. His father, a shop, his mother, a shop owner, and his father, a truck driver, who would not be able to achieve his dream of going to the States.
And we have, for the proposing team, that is the St. Mary's Academy, they have garnered a total of 689 points. Let's give them a round of applause. And for the opposing team, the Arthur Waldron SD Academy, they have gathered a total of 635 points. Thus, they are the runner-up in today's debate competition. The overall winner is the St. Mary's Academy's team.
Moderator of yesterday's debate. In other news on Wednesday, St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister, Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, refrained from making comments on the ongoing situation concerning Dr. Hyginus Jean Leon, the embattled president of the Caribbean Development Bank based in Barbados, who has been placed on administrative leave since January. Speaking on state-owned NBC Radio, Gonzalez cited an ongoing process involving the bank's governors as the reason for his silence. Acting CDB President Isaac Solomon, who is of Vicentenarian origin, confirmed on Tuesday the existence of an internal administrative process concerning the president. However, he emphasized the bank's commitment to maintaining the process independence, confidentiality, and integrity, refraining from delving further deep into the bank's annual news conference. The board of directors, outlined as the highest policy-making body of CDB, convenes annually and holds significant authority over the institution's operations. Notably, it retains control over matters such as the appointment of the president, directors, and amendments to the bank's charter. Dr. Leon, a respected economist from St. Lucia, assumed the role of CDB's sixth president on May 4, 2021, following his election for a five-year term in January 2021. Recent developments regarding his administrative leave have led to concerns among some members, with discussions reportedly taking place during a recent meeting on the Board of Governors. And patients in South Korea are increasingly anxious and disappointed as hospitals across the nation face delays in surgeries and overcrowded emergency rooms due to a mass walkout by trainee doctors now in its third day. The protest involving over 8,400 doctors is in response to the government's proposals to increase medical school admissions.
This patient in South Korea says he struggled to find doctors to treat his injuries amid a massive walkout by trainee medics that has entered its third day. Emergency departments at all but one of the country's major hospitals were on red alert on Thursday.
It's frustrating, very frustrating. Obviously, it's ridiculous that there are no doctors at a place meant for treatment. I just can't stand it.
34-year-old Kim says he waited long hours in overcrowded emergency rooms with a broken leg. He says he tried three hospitals, but no doctors were available to treat him. Here he is at the state-run National Medical Center in the capital, where he finally received the surgery he needed.
I'd been in an accident before, and at that time my abdomen was cut open. If that had happened while doctors were on a walkout like now, I would have died.
Almost two-thirds of the country's young doctors have walked off their jobs in South Korea. That's despite the government threatening to prosecute the protesters leading the walkout. Hospitals have been forced to turn away patients and cancel surgeries, raising fears about further disruption to the medical system. The doctors are opposing a government proposal to admit more students to medical schools, which authorities say could help cope with the country's aging population and boost healthcare in remote areas. Those against the measure said there are enough doctors. The real issue is, they said, low wages and overwork. And some argue the increase in admission may compromise the quality of medical education.
That's the midday news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Former UWP Agriculture Minister Peter Carbon highlights his experience as an agriculture policy manager, offering advice for the growth of agriculture and economic improvements in Dominica. St. Vincent's Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves declined to comment on the situation regarding Dr. Hyginus Leon Embattled, President of the Caribbean Development Bank. And 3 days into a mass walkout by trainee doctors, patients in South Korea express growing worry and frustration as hospitals nationwide delayed surgeries and emergency rooms turned away patients. 95. The news was brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. I am Ferdinand Valmond.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.